Now, that leads me to say that the key word in the book of Psalms is hallelujah. That is, praise the Lord. That has become a Christian cliche today. But that is something that ought to be the swelling of a great emotion of the soul. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we'll find that the great 150th Psalm, by the way, is the key psalm. I feel like that is the one that probably tells out more than any other. And hallelujah occurs 13 times in 6 verses in this psalm, by the way. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Now, again, let me go over this. The psalms record deeper devotion, intense feeling, exalted emotion, and dark dejection. The psalms play upon the keyboard of the human soul with all the stops pulled out. They run the psychological gamut. The book has been called, therefore, the epitome and the anatomy of the soul, and it's also been designated as the garden of the scriptures. The place that psalms have held in the lives of God's people testifies to their universality, yet they have a peculiar Jewish application, that is, for the nation Israel. They express the deep feelings of all believing hearts in all generations. And again, let me say it, the Psalms are full of Christ. There is a more complete picture of Him in Psalms than in the Gospels. The Gospels tell us that He went to the mountain to pray, but the Psalms give us His prayer. The Gospels tell us that He was crucified, but the Psalms tell us what went on in His own heart during the crucifixion. The Gospels tell us that He went back to heaven, but the Psalms begin where the Gospels leave off and show us Christ seated in the heaven. There are many types of Psalms, and again, now let me go over this. This is important. All of them have Christ as the object of worship. Some are technically called messianic psalms. These record the birth, the life, the death, the resurrection, the glory, the priesthood, the kingship, and the return of Christ. They're the imprecatory psalms, and they've caused most criticism, I think, because of their vindictiveness and prayers for judgment. Now, these psalms come from a time of war and from a people who were under law, and they were looking for justice and peace on the earth. And friends, you can't get it without putting down unrighteousness and putting down rebellion. And God intends, apparently, to do just that. And He makes no apology for it, and He didn't even ask me to apologize for Him, and I'm sure not going to. I think He's going to move in judgment on this earth. Now, the Christian is told to love his enemies, but here you find out there's some prayers that really are not very nice about the enemy, but it's to bring justice on this earth, and we'll look at them in time. And these psalms, they look to a time coming on the earth when the Antichrist will be in power. Now, we have no reasonable basis to say how people should act and what they should say under these circumstances. Other types of psalms, they're the penitential psalms, the historic psalms, the nature psalms, the pilgrim psalms, the Hallel psalms, the missionary psalms, the Puritan psalms, the acrostic psalms, and then praise of God's Word. Oh, this is a rich section that we're coming in here. We're going to mine for gold and diamonds here, friends.